So, here we go.
To IMO, in my opinion, with Jack and Joey's mini episode number 4. That is getting to be a long entrance. I'm going to have to come up with something different to say. Welcome back, everybody. I just wanted to start off saying thank you for listening to the mini episodes. They've been going over good. Glad to know that people like them. Doing this one now because I posted some pictures on our Facebook page yesterday. Was it yesterday? Yes. Anyway, no, it might have been this morning. I don't know. It all runs together. I posted these pictures of this semi that had caught on fire and basically burned up with nothing left but the engine and the basic frame of everything in a big pile of ash. It was, I pulled up to a truck stop, or was getting off the exit to go to a truck stop last night because I was going to stop for a few hours, and there was cops everywhere, lights going, fire trucks, ambulance. And it was all, they were all blocking off the exit going back onto the freeway. So I was like, well, it's a good thing I'm not getting back on right away because I wouldn't be able to. And I could see the smoke, but couldn't see much else. And it was dark, you know, other than, and you got all the flashing lights as well. But so this morning when I left, there sits the truck by its lonesome. Trailer's still pretty much intact, but the cab or the tractor is just gone. I don't know what happened. I've searched here and there all day trying to find a report on what caused it, what happened. Was it an explosion? You know, it kind of looks like it exploded, but so in doing the searches, I guess this is a pretty common occurrence across the nation because I had semi fires and explosions popping up everywhere. One semi crashed into the back of another semi, and the semi that was hit was a tanker truck. So it was multiple explosions and two fires, both trucks on fire. Yeah, I mean, that one was quite critical. There's several like that across the nation. I see all these stories, but nothing was issued about this one as of yet anyway. But it was quite interesting. I see stuff like that all the time. I see, vehicles in the right after an accident happened. I mean, two or three in the median, stuff like that. It's just ridiculous. I was driving down a freeway several months ago, and the semi hauling one of those big logging, not really a logging truck, but it's more of a, it's a piece of equipment that has a big circular saw on an extensive arm on it that it can reach up and trim trees along the road or highway, you know, that can't be reached or trimmed easily otherwise. And this thing is huge and heavy. And so it goes flying by me doing about 75. And the next thing I know, well, maybe not next thing, but 30 minutes later, I come up on the same truck upside down in the median, and you can tell that he went off with force because he's just dug into a groove in the median because he slid for at least 100 feet or more. So I don't know how, if he was still doing 75 when he rolled over, or his wheel dropped off the edge of the road and took him right over, or what. But there were an ungodly amount of emergency vehicles at that one, and it had just happened. I missed seeing it happen by maybe 5 minutes, and I'm glad I didn't see it happen, because I probably would have been right behind him. that would have been pretty freaky to see. It just makes me keep my distance from everyone out here. I always leave a big gap between me and the guy in front of me. It doesn't matter who it is. I just don't trust anyone to make quick responsive decisions like I think I can, and I'm sure they can, but the minute you trust anyone else on the road, you're going to make a mistake and get hit. So I've learned to be careful. I'm sure my mother would like to hear that. I did come across a really weird sight a couple days ago. I saw, I don't even know if I should tell this, but I saw a guy on the side of the road taking a dump. I mean, it was brief. I was going down the freeway, and he was off on the edge of the, it must have been some homeless guy or whatever, but I thought, really, dude? You're right on the edge of the woods. You couldn't have went into the woods like 5 feet, so I wouldn't have had to see that. I'm telling you, it's quite an adventure out here some days. You see all kinds of weird stuff. And I really have to purchase one of those GoPros or whatever they call them, you know. They're pretty cheap now. You can get them for nothing, but get one of those, because there is so much stuff that I wish I could capture that by the time I pull my camera out or my phone or whatever, it's already too late. It happened. So I need to invest in one of those. I think it'd be interesting. I'm going to take a quick break. I'll be right back.
Have you seen them?
Welcome back, everyone. I'm back. Took quite a bit break there, but I was looking at GoPro cameras on Amazon, and they're quite a bit more expensive than I thought. They were in excess of $400 or more, and I got to really looking at it, and I'm like, I have that camera, or an older version of it anyway. But yeah, it's, and I think I paid a couple hundred for mine. So I don't really like the camera that I have. And if that's what it's like, I don't want another one for $400. I would much rather use my my new video camera that will also take stills, that I have yet to use. So I need to get that with me, because the one thing that I did wind up ordering after all that looking was a tripod. Came with the bag and everything, and just a basic tripod, nothing fancy, but everything that you needed to attach either a phone or whatever you need to attach to it, and $15.99. Couldn't beat it. So anyway, the reason I wanted a tripod is when I get out in the deserts, sometimes you see a ton of stars, especially when there's not a lot of light around. And to take really good pictures of night skies, the moon or stars or any of that, you need a tripod. Your camera or phone or whatever you're using needs to be perfectly still. So even if you can get like a delayed thing where you set the shutter to open 10 seconds after you step away, so there's no chance of you bumping the camera. But that's why I ordered it. But I want to get some night shots out there. I think it'll be kind of interesting. We'll see. If they turn out, they'll be posted. I'm going to have to start setting up a wallpaper site or something. Anyway, getting back to what I was talking about before, with the truck, they didn't put up any cones or anything. It was just right on the edge of the road, left there. Nothing. No signage, no caution tape, nothing. I thought, wow. All the emergency vehicles you guys had down here, you didn't bother cleaning up a dang thing. You left a bigger mess than was there before you showed up. So anyway, just kind of surprised me that there weren't even any cones or caution tape or anything up, you know. You're just setting up another accident with a truck and people getting shocked when they see the other end. Anyway, that is all I have for this week, or this episode. I shouldn't say this week. This is like the third mini one this week already. But until next time, think big, think loud.